Politics paused, but did not disappear. As I came ashore on the Gulf Coast yesterday, Democrat Barack Obama canceled a planned appearance on last night's season premiere of Saturday Night Live, but he did make a campaign stop in Manchester, New Hampshire yesterday morning. Republican John McCain will be in New Hampshire today, appearing at the NASCAR race. NPR's Brian Naylor is also in Manchester, New Hampshire. Brian, what did the candidate say yesterday about the hurricane?
Well, Leanne, Obama spoke out about it at the beginning of his speech in Manchester. Joe Biden, his running mate, was also scheduled to appear, but campaign officials scaled back the event because of the storm, so it was only Obama who spoke. And he said he'd been on the phone with the head of FEMA and the mayor of Houston. He said the people of the Gulf are in our thoughts and prayers, and that during moments of tragedy, Americans come together and put aside their party differences, and we are there for each other, he said. John McCain put out a statement yesterday saying he'd been briefed by the governor of Texas and the head of Homeland Security and was concerned about the impact the storm will have on gas prices, and he said the priority must be to help out in the relief effort any way we can.
A number of news reports in the Sunday papers focus on the Republican vice presidential candidate, Alaska Governor Sarah Palin. What more has been learned about her?
Well, we're finding more out more about her background. The New York Times reports this morning about her style as governor of Alaska, and it says, and this is a quote, "Throughout her personal career, she has pursued vendettas, fired officials who crossed her, and sometimes blurred the line between government and personal grievance." It says she hired schoolmates for top state jobs and also involved her husband in tasks such as reviewing cuts in the state budget. Another report in the Boston Globe calls into question whether Palin ever actually traveled to Iraq, as her campaign has claimed. She now says she traveled about a quarter of a mile inside Iraq to participate in the reenlistment ceremony of an Alaskan National Guard soldier. The Obama campaign put out a very tough statement saying the McCain campaign has, quote, distorted, distracted, and outright lied to the American people about Palin's record.
You know, Brian, presidential politics are real big in New Hampshire during the primaries. Why are the candidates in the state now?
Well, you're right, Leanne. You know, usually the roads in January are thick with candidates for the state's famous primary. But New Hampshire has also evolved into a battleground state, and its four electoral votes are very valuable in what's expected to be a very close election. George Bush carried the state in 2000, but John Kerry took it 4 years later. And since then, voters in New Hampshire have elected a Democratic governor. Both houses of the state legislature are controlled by Democrats, and both of the state seats in Congress are now held by Democrats.
What are people in New Hampshire telling you about their concerns?
Like most voters, they're worried about the economy, high gas prices. The war in Iraq also comes up. The economy in New Hampshire is better than in a lot of states. Unemployment is somewhat lower, but there still seems to be a lack of economic security.
And how does the state break down for Obama and McCain?
Well, we talked about how the trend has been toward Democrats here, and Obama has a small lead in recent polls. But, you know, this is a state that Hillary Clinton beat him in the primary, and there are a lot of those white working class voters which Obama has sometimes had trouble connecting with. And this is also a state that likes John McCain. He won the primary this year. He beat George Bush here in 2000. And the maverick image he promotes goes over well with the state's independent voters. So this is likely to be a closely contested state right up until Election Day.
NPR's Brian Naylor in Manchester, New Hampshire. Brian, thank you.
Thanks, Leanne.
And we couldn't end the segment without playing a clip from last night's Saturday Night Live. Tina Fey returned to the show for a sketch featuring her appearing as Sarah Palin and Amy Poehler as Hillary Clinton. You can see the clip on our blog, npr.org/soapbox.
You know, Hillary and I don't agree on everything.
Anything.
I believe that diplomacy should be the cornerstone of any foreign policy. And I can see Russia from my house.